Good morning. For the 4th of December 2009, this is Brian Madden, and you're listening to our BrianMadden.com daily podcast. Today's topic is about VMware. Specifically, there's sort of more evidence that VMware kind of doesn't really care about desktops. In this case, it's that if you look at the official VMware blogs, they have actually not made a single blog post in the entire month since Vue 4 was announced or released. Now, I've openly questioned whether VMware, quote, gets desktops and sort of whether they actually really understand the desktop space. I've accused them on more than one occasion of actually caring more about clouds and data centers than desktops. So while VMware's desktop vision is fine, if not obvious, actually, I mean, yeah, they want to separate the users from the device. Good one. We haven't seen specifics of how they actually plan to do this. We haven't heard VMware talk about how they plan to integrate local desktops and remote desktops. They don't even really acknowledge that non-VDI desktops exist, let alone talk about how it's going to be integrated. Vue 4 came out. It was very heavy on fanfare and light on features. So that's their challenge. I mean, how can VMware rise to that challenge and prove that they get it? How can they demonstrate thought leadership in this space? This is sort of an especially big challenge for them because their desktop products are a generation or perhaps several generations behind their vision. So how can VMware convince us to buy into their vision and convince us to have faith that they will lead us down the path that we want to be led? Now, more and more, this kind of stuff falls onto the employees, specifically the employees who design and build the software that we pay for. Most software vendors have embraced employee blogging as a way to share thoughts and perspectives of employees and to engage in conversation with the community. Now, in most technology areas, VMware is no different than this. They actually have dozens of blogs, and across all the technology areas, they post almost daily. So there's a lot of blog content out there coming from VMware. But when it comes to the specific desktop group in VMware, their blogging efforts have absolutely 100% failed. VMware actually has two blogs about desktops, about Vue. One of them is simply called Vue. And there's a second one from Scott Davis, who's their recently newly appointed desktop CTO, called Viewpoint. Unfortunately, VMware has not made a single post, not one, to either their Vue or Viewpoint blogs since Vue 4 was announced. I mean, are you freaking kidding me? Not a single post. This is absolutely crazy. If you look at the press releases, VMware talks about how important this Vue 4 release is and now's the time for action and blah, blah, whatever. But Vue 4 was announced a month ago and there's not a single blog post about it. So congratulations, VMware. Your desktop status has just moved from clueless to embarrassing. Now, this is extra crazy because VMware made all these big claims, first purpose-built solution, reduces TCO by 50% around Vue 4, and I just assumed they'd be blogging the crap out of it. But I'm not even saying that VMware should have done some cursory posts with links to press releases. I mean, I would think that VMware would want to flood the community with references and videos, explanations, thoughts, feedback, instructions, comments, everything about how awesome Vue 4 is. Like when they say there have been, you know, over 80 improvements to ESX that help desktop performance, don't you think that people would want to know what those 80 things are? But instead, nothing. It's actually kind of embarrassing that the most in-depth conversation and technical information about Vue 4 is on BrianMadden.com. We wrote about the announcement with our thoughts and analysis when it came out a month ago, and then a few days later, we did a post called Answers to the Common Questions about Vue 4. I mean, it is just absolutely mind-boggling that Answers to Common Questions about Vue 4 is a BrianMadden.com post, not a blogs.vmware.com post. So if Vue 4 is even one-tenth as big of a deal as they say it is, then why aren't they shouting it from the mountaintops? Why aren't they sharing all the technical details with the community? And instead of blogs, we get gems like this one from the corporate website. I'm referring to a diagram that just has a bunch of arrows, and there's a desktop VM, and there's, you know, things showing different clients, and there's a little tiny caption underneath that says user-centric diagram for VMware View 4. So I'll tell you right now, I'll give a free hour of consulting to anyone who can tell me what in the hell this means. Now, it's interesting, though, because there is precedent in our industry for showing how blogging can make a difference for a company. Now, people accuse me of being a Citrix bigot, but remember, I'm just reacting to what's out there. So in the past month, while the VMware View blogs have had 0.0 posts, Citrix has posted 20 entries just about Zen Desktop. And since Citrix announced Zen Desktop back on October 6, Citrix has posted 40 blog entries from over 20 different Citrix employees. And this isn't just marketing crap from PR folks. I mean, check out some of Citrix's great contents. Just some examples of Citrix blog titles. One, Citrix Zen Client As You Never Seen It, which is videos about Zen Client. Do You Need 32-Bit Color Support in Zen Desktop? Or Changing Zen Desktop and the Supporting Technologies Ports. HDX Media Stream for Flash Content Fetching. And Citrix, in addition to these technical posts, they do a really good job of explaining why they're thinking the way they are, which kind of yet again demonstrates that they are truly part of the conversation. A couple blog posts to that end are Why Profile Management Moved Away from Mandatory Profiles, or The User-Installed App Debate Continues, Is This an Obstacle for VDI? Or How to Integrate Applications with Virtual Desktops. So while VMware has been sleeping, a conversation has been happening. Even if VMware's desktop group doesn't want to take the time to post blogs to their own site, they should at least show up to the conversation that's happening on sites like brianmadden.com and virtualization.info. For example, consider two articles that we did on brianmadden.com last week. One's, Is Today's VDI Really Only About Non-Shared Personal Images? And the other is a technical explanation of why the whole layering or shared image thing is so difficult. Between those two articles, there were 54 comments. And of these people who participated with these comments, we have CTOs from actually 10 different vendors who shared their thoughts, yet VMware was nowhere to be found. So maybe you think that VMware has better things to do than read brianmadden.com. Fair enough. But they have to be out there somewhere. If they're not blogging about their thoughts on Vue on their own sites, and they're not participating in conversations on other sites, then what are they doing? I mean, are they only talking about their own products at their own conference, which they've confirmed is a marketing event and not an independent industry event? I mean, heck, some of the conversations we've had on brianmadden.com recently have been about the exact things that VMware has been pushing. Like the two articles we did, Is VDI Cheaper Than Traditional PCs for CapEx? And Is VDI More Green Than traditional Desktops? Again, 35 comments with VMware completely missing in action. So people wonder from this, is this just the way that VMware works? No. It's just the Vue team within VMware. Because my next thought was this was a culture thing. You know, maybe VMware is not as open as Microsoft or Citrix, so that they don't see the value in blogging. But that's not true at all, because the other products within VMware are really great. And specifically, look at VMware's ThinApp blog, which is one of the best product blogs of any company on the entire internet. The VMware's ThinApp blog is averaging more than one post a week, and there's a lot of great technical stuff. I mean, there's articles like modifying the MSI that ThinApp generates, differences between the isolation modes, and AppSync explained. This is the kind of stuff that we need to see from the Vue team. So to that end, I've put together, let's call it a community relations plan for VMware's desktop group. It's actually been 5.5 years, over 5 years, since I wrote my article titled A Community Relations Plan for Citrix. And even though it took some time, I'm happy to say that Citrix has embraced every aspect of it. They've hired John Finelli, Gus Pinto, Rich Krusko, Laura Whalen, and others who focus mainly on the community. They've created the CTP program. They've created Citrix TV. The Synergy Conference is now open for outside and independent presenters and competitors. They've created GeekSpeak events. They've refocused their certification programs. They've made it easier for people to get their hands on trial version of their software. I mean, Citrix has done an amazing job embracing the community, which helps people trust them even if their products are a few steps ahead of their vision. Well, a few steps behind their vision, let's say. So let's look at what VMware needs to do. And in this case, I'm not even talking just about VMworld or VMware's lack of an MVP or CTP-like program. For now, let's just focus on the desktop blogs and how VMware's desktop team shares information with the community. If you go to VMware.com and look at the list of technical papers filtered out by view, the most recent paper is from September, so it's a few months before the most recent version of Vue came out. We would assume that at some point they will be updating or adding papers about Vue 4. But how do we even know that new papers are being added there? And this is where the employee blogs come in. So, to VMware, every time you add or update a technical paper, post a blog about it. Pull out the meaningful stuff in a bullet list or something and then link to the whole paper, that full PDF. VMware, every time you post a press release about Vue, make a blog post about it that explains the essence of the release while sort of removing all the marketing crap. VMware, every time an employee has a meaningful conversation with a customer, blog about it. Even if you don't share names, just share the essence of the conversation. VMware, every time you add a new link or asset to the Vue section of the Technical Resource Center on VMware.com, blog about it. VMware, every time an engineer or product person gives a demonstration that's public, blog about it. Share the slides, post the thoughts, let the world comment and interact. Look, the reality is that customers, partners, analysts, we don't have the time to check VMware.com to see what's new. And frankly, by looking at these different resources on VMware.com, we can't really tell what's new at a glance anyway. But you know what we do? We have RSS readers. We subscribe to the feeds that are important to us. We start every day with a cup of coffee browsing through the list of new feed items from the previous day. And some of us, like me, for example, have our feed readers open all day. We read them while we're on the phone, while we're on the bus, while we're in line at Starbucks, while we're sitting on the toilet. And if you don't give us the information that we need in the format we want, your competitors will. So RSS, RSS, and RSS. A company like VMware with a million or whatever desktop seat and, quote, hundreds of people on their desktop team has no excuse not to be writing daily posts about desktop virtualization or their products. Don't get schooled by a pissant industry website run by two college dropouts.